Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is Derek Carr ready to lead the Raiders to the playoffs? Former NFL QB Sean Salisbury joins us coming up at 9:30.
Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
It's 9:01. Enjoying our time with Guru Johnson sitting in for Joe Fortenbaugh.
Guru!
Lowe and I have enjoyed you being in the house, my man.
Yeah, it's coming to an end. Call me Dan Rather. We got 60 minutes. You guys have treated me very well. I've had fun with Anna and Jacob. So if you ever want to have me back, I might be available.
All right, good. He's a good person.
I don't got rap skills like Zachariah, because you guys really, that was like a Soul Train episode. I'm just telling you. And we haven't had that. We haven't bonded like that. So I don't have any music, you know, nothing about me music. So
it's all good.
It's all sports.
All right. So Guru's in the house. We got more football talk coming up at 9:30 with former USC Trojan, 10 years in the NFL now with Yahoo Sports, Sean Salisbury. He'll join the show at 9:30. But very happy to go to the phones. The Open Championship is underway. And our next guest, he writes and talks golf for Fox Sports. Very happy to welcome Shane Bacon to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Shane, good morning. Great to have you on the show.
Hey, anytime, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, the Open Championship, as you know, a lot of times it lends itself to not necessarily a no-name, but sometimes a relatively unknown golfer rising up out of the pack to win the championship. Did you see it that way coming in, or do you think it's going to be one of the established names getting over?
You know, when you look at this golf course historically over the years, it is a place that kind of allows the random player to be successful. But, you know, you look at this early leaderboard, and, I mean, you're seeing a lot of names that you'd probably think would be in there. I mean, Phil Mickelson, of course, one kind of surprise Open winner at Muirfield. But, you know, I mean, Rory played well. Jordan Spieth is right there. Patrick Reed's kind of having the breakout major that we've all kind of anticipated him having. And again, there's an American-heavy leaderboard that seems to always happen when the Open goes back to Royal Troon.
All right, so what type of conditions will we be looking at Royal Troon over the next 3 or 4 days?
Well, today it's about as good as it's going to get. Tomorrow is supposed to be real nasty. I think it's going to look a lot more like a British Open to people that are going to watch it on TV. It's supposed to blow really hard. There's supposed to be rain coming in. So I do feel like it's one of those go out and get it today type of Opens where if you don't post a score today, it's going to be really hard for you to make up some ground, because it is supposed to be windy and rainy on both Friday and Saturday over in Scotland. So I think if you watch it this morning, you're going to see a sunny, American-looking British Open, and I think that'll change quickly as we get kind of into the weekend.
We're talking with Shane Bacon of Fox Sports, taking a look at the Open Championship. Now, someone told me that you used to be a caddy at St. Andrews. Is that the case, Shane? And if so, what was that experience like?
Yeah. I went over there after college. Me and a buddy of mine packed up. We didn't have jobs, so we kind of went over as dumb 21-year-olds.
All in. That's all in.
We got jobs. We lived with an old Scottish lady that gave us one of her bedrooms that we bunked up in there, and it was a pretty fun experience. I mean, you know, you got a lot of Americans, and what I learned is when they came over, if it was early in their trip, they were bummed out to have you know, a young college American kid caddying for them. But if it was later in their trip, they loved having us over there because, you know, some of the Scottish caddies can be a little rough around the edges. So I think sometimes when they saw an American face, they got a little excited. But it was awesome. I mean, walking that as your office, you know, 5 or 6 days a week was pretty tough to beat. I'm glad we did that.
In your opinion, is golf ready for the next superstar? Is Jordan Spieth, or you're talking about Roy, you thought Roy was, everyone said, okay, is Roy going to be the guy, and he switches clubs, and who's that guy that you think is going to be the consistent thing and say, wow, this guy is going to be special for a while?
I mean, I think there's three names when you kind of look at something like that. I mean, I think Rory and Jordan Spieth are there. I think Jason Day's the other. I mean, I think that the fact that you're looking at three people from different parts of the, you know, of Earth, really. I mean, you're looking at somebody from Australia, you're looking at American, and you're looking at somebody from Europe who we play against in the Ryder Cup. I think that's what's so special about this group of young guys. But I think those are the three. And you know, I think Rory has been licking his chops for this week, among all others. I mean, I think that he's sick of hearing all these people talk about the other big names and Spieth and Day and getting those questions. I think he's ready to show people, you know, I am the best player in the world. You know, you see Dustin Johnson kind of add his name to the mix, winning it at Oakmont. But Rory played solid today, and I think he's going to continue to do it. I think he's really been locked in for this week in particular, and I'm excited to see what he can do, because I think of all those players I named, even the three, the quote-unquote big three, I think Rory's the one with the most talent.
Shane, speaking of former superstars, when I was looking at the field, it dawned on me that Tiger Woods, you know, that name is not there. He's been gone a while, and I'm just wondering, is golf over Tiger Woods, or do they still miss him? And how surprised are you that he's not back?
I don't think golf's going to get over Tiger, but I do think that it's one of those, I think it's like a marriage, or I guess a marriage that goes in the toilet. You know, you always remember the person, but you've kind of moved on a little bit. I think that with Tiger, you know, we do have this new crop of young players, and we're focused on him. But anytime Tiger does anything, he steals the headlines in golf. Not just golf, really, but sports. So I don't think it's ever going to be one of those situations. And until Tiger officially says to people, I am done playing professional golf, I'm never going to play again, you know, we're always going to have that thought in the back of our heads. So while I do think that golf in general is looking at the next big thing, I mean, kind of what you asked, you know, who's the next big player, who's going to take the reins here, I think there's a lingering thought in the back of our heads, like, is Tiger going to make a comeback? And you know, ask your question about am I surprised? No, I hoped he'd take this year off personally, because I think if he does come back ever or does make one final run, I hope he does it when he's 100% healthy. And I think that's one of his issues that he's done, you know, in the last 10 years of his career, is coming back a little too early and not being 100% healthy. So I just want him to be physically at 100%. So if he does come back, he can at least have that, which is something we haven't really seen him do when he's made these kind of half, you know, comebacks lately.
Hey, Shane, one of the popular picks this week has been Dustin Johnson. How do you expect him to play over the course of the tournament after the success at the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I think this is the major that sets up the best for Dustin. You know, putting is probably the one part of his game that's not as high up as maybe his ball striking or the way he can get the ball off the tee. I think that Royal Troon has the flattest greens of any major you'll ever see. So I expect Dustin to have a lot of success. You know, when the wind blows, Dustin's one of those guys that hits that low penetrating ball off the tee. He can kind of move the ball either way. And I think that really lends himself. I think when the weather gets bad, it actually benefits Dustin Johnson. I would be shocked if he wasn't in the top 10 come Sunday.
He writes and talks golf for Fox Sports. Shane Bacon with Chad, Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Shane, really appreciate your time. Great insight on the Open Championship. Enjoy the tournament, and we'll talk golf with you again soon.
Hey, anytime, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it. It's 908, Chad, Joe and Lowe, 95.7 The Game. Guru, you're still struggling with the game of golf because you enjoyed watching Tiger play and following him along.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't have any facts with this, but I do know Tony Bosch, when he got popped, the guy with all the goodies, the steroids in Miami, Tiger Woods' name was in his Rolodex, and nothing ever came of that. But I just throw that out there because I've never seen an athlete, non-football or collision sport, break down as fast and as much as this Tiger Woods is. And it just leads me to think, you know, is it just more than just, you know, the episode with his wife and, you know, that public scandal? But I'm disappointed personally that he's not back. But, Chad, I told Lowe, he's not a defensive back or a linebacker. A golfer does not break down at this rate. And I think questions need to arise.
He could be. I mean, we've heard that talks before because
his name was in the role. It's Tony Bosch, Tiger Woods. I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't know if it Tiger Woods were his PEDs as much as mental. I think a lot of times.
How long does the mental linger?
Sometimes I don't think Tiger.
You're talking about his yoked frame.
Yeah,
that we saw all, about
yeah
eight
exactly.
Years ago,
I mean, just stacked. And then now, maybe if you stopped after Tony got busted, I'm just saying you're breaking down your hip, my back, my knee, my just ankle, everything.
Well, when Tiger was winning, he was 17, 18 years old. This guy was not on, I don't think he was on anything. The guy was a young kid that was a young phenom that took over golf by storm. And was beating the big boys at 22 and 23 years old. Your body doesn't need to produce testosterone. You're freaking young. It's not like he's playing a football or baseball. He needs that power. He was already a strong guy, and he hit the ball with great velocity anyway. So it wasn't like this guy needed to be, you know, ripped, and maybe got older. Maybe I don't know if he did the juice or if he took steroids. I don't know. I just think a lot of time Tiger's not as hurt as he appears to be. I think he's not competing, and when he's not competing, he either pulls out because he's just so far out of it. And mentally, I think he's just broken.
So you think he might use the injuries as an excuse not to deal with the frustration of losing?
Exactly. How many times you see him hit a bad shot, and then he's all of a sudden, he's hurt. He pulls into another bad shot, and then all of a sudden, I can't play anymore.
He's the ultimate front runner. He's in front and everything's going well, it's all good.
I think he's just under that situation now where he's been such a dominant player that instead of losing gracefully, I quit. The Mike Tyson effect. Couldn't beat it. Holyfield, so what did he do? He bit him. Wanted a way out. Tiger can't seem to win. He's not used to losing. That's how I look at Tiger.
That's interesting.
But you're right about the PEDs, or at least the how many players have we seen where they don't live up to their potential because their body breaks down?
Right, and we've seen guys like Ryan Braun look us in the face at a press conference and tell us, I've never did anything, and I'm just wondering – you know, at this point now in our society, do we put anything past anybody?
Who was a basketball player, played at Kansas? Danny Manning. He was a player I always watched and loved because he could do everything on a basketball court. But the problem is, like Tiger, he could never get out of his own way in terms of injuries. It was a torn knee here, a torn knee there, shoulder problem here. And before you know it, you're 6-7 years into your career, and your legacy has been injured.
I hadn't heard that name in a while. Wow.
Derrick Rose, another perfect example. Great player with great game, but... he's never lived up to his potential because of all the injuries.
Yeah.
And Tiger Woods,
Derrick Rose,
in the same boat.
Would be a beast. He's like Westbrook if he could stay healthy.
I will say this about Tiger, though, in terms of
his exercise, like
you're talking about. I think he set a trend in golf where, you know, before Tiger came on board, you saw a lot of guys with the
John Daly's.
Yeah. The John Daly's.
The Boilers. Yeah.
You see a lot of those guys still, but Tiger opened up this whole new arena to the younger generation of preparation.
And these new guys look like Ty, you know, they're in that mold of I'm in shape.
Yeah,
the Spieths and Garcias.
That's why I can respect a guy like Daly or Angel Cabrera.
I love Daly.
They roll around with their boilers, making shots, and they're rolling with dimes.
Look at Lefty. Lefty's a little softy, but he can hit it.
Softy. Yeah.
He'd probably get down with you at the blackjack table.
No question.
He's tough. So we'll see. I'm pulling for Lefty. I usually do. I like Lefty.
I love Phil. I hope Phil wins it.
I get sucked into those moments. Him, got the wife there, the kids.
I love Phil.
I've been pulling for him. Do you have another golfer that you like, Garcia, aside from Tiger?
Garcia. And every time there's an event, a golfing match, you think, okay, one of these guys is going to take advantage that Tiger's not around, and Garcia's never gotten over the hump. Come on, Sergio, let's get it together.
He's
in it. You're in it. You can win it.
Right.
Were you about to say if you're in it to win it? I like that.
Yeah.
I thought you said you couldn't rap. You got a little rhyme work in there.
Yeah.
I lied, too. I got, back in the day.
Okay, here you go.
That'd be a couple, whatever, who cares?
So the Open Championship is underway right now, and atop the leaderboard, Patrick Reed and Phil Mickelson both at 500. Reed has finished his round today, and Phil Mickelson -5 through 13. Coming up next, Lo and I get exposed to this for the very first time. You ready for this, Lo?
What do we got?
Yes. Guru.
Guru's Gripes.
Oh, my.
Oh, in the morning.
We got that for you next. 9:14, Chad, Joe, and Lo, 95.7 The Game.
Is Derek Carr ready to lead the Raiders to the playoffs? Former NFL QB Sean Salisbury joins us coming up at 9:30.
Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lo on 95.7 The Game.
9:17. I love Sean Salisbury. We get a chance to talk some football with my man coming up at 9:30. But right now, with Fortenbaugh out and Guru in, I heard about this yesterday. I was like, well, we got to do this. It's time for Guru's Gripes.
You done f***ed up now.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Shut the f*** up.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You think you can do this to me? You think you can win? King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Grubs, mother.
Here we go.
So I left you guys yesterday. You know, I try to get my workout in. I try to stay fit. At the gym. Not too many people at the gym during the midday. And this guy approaches me and says, hey, can I work in with you? Grown man. And I'm looking at all the empty places to work out.
Okay.
And I'm like to myself,
Watch.
Why do you need to work in with me? You know, it was just uncomfortable. And I'm a guy, people, when you're at the gym, you need your space. You know,
right.
I don't want to be talking.
Right.
So I say, I don't tell him the truth. I'm like, yeah, you can work in. Hmm. And the whole time we're working in, he's striking up regular conversation with me. And it was just very odd, and I couldn't shake him. So
watch.
I just want to do a public service announcement.
Tell him,
you're in the gym and it's open station,
tell him,
go to the open station before you come talking to a stranger, because he threw me off, Lo. I was thrown off.
Feel you, Goo.
See, I can relate to this because watch. What this guy did was put you in a situation where you almost had to say yes. Because if you say no, you come off looking like a jerk.
Right, but don't.
But then you say yes because you're trying to be nice and it ruins the rest of your
and
workout.
And I don't want to meet new friends. I didn't come to this. I want to work out, Anna.
I completely agree.
All right. Guru's gripes. What's next up
now,
on your
list?
Now,
I'm trying to get to you guys early, early morning.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the clock is ticking.
Talk to us,
I pull over to get gas.
Right, right.
And there's a line.
Okay.
And there's a line of six people looking around like, what's going on? Because nobody is serving us. There's no sign that says went to the bathroom.
Right.
No sign that says closed. And we're just sitting there. It's kind of cold. It's very early.
Okay.
And I just want to say to the gas station, I looked around for the 1-800 number.
Sure.
Like, I did enjoy my service. And then here comes the person.
Tell us, Goo.
Just, oh, no big deal. How many? Just counting us, looking at us. And I wanted to say, and I did say when I got up front, where were you?
Mm.
Didn't get an answer. But I'm just saying, in the future,
no answer.
People got jobs. People
right.
got places to go. What were they doing? And where
watch.
Were they at?
Ow.
And all I'm saying is be cordial and maybe put up a sign. Went
watch.
To restroom.
Ow.
Be right back.
Maybe
on
emergency.
Break.
Right.
Emergency restroom.
And little things like that just bother me throughout my day, and I'm just getting tired of it.
Be back in 5 minutes on a break. Go ahead, Goo. Tell us how you really feel.
And my last thing.
Come on,
Goo. I do got kids. My yep. daughter, Miss Milan, had
okay.
a doctor appointment
watch.
Yesterday.
Ow.
3:30. 3:30 is the doctor appointment. We don't get seen to 3:50.
Oh, my.
So I just want to know where that 20 minutes went and why we're sitting in the lobby for 20 minutes
watch.
When it's 3:30. I told you about traffic. I'm going 60, 70 miles to get to the appointment.
Right.
Chair, why am I not seen at 3:30? Maybe 3:35, 3:50?
Mm.
And I politely go up and ask the young lady, hey, were we
watch.
Late?
Ow.
No, you're not late. Then why are we not being seen at 3:30 and 3:50?
I've actually gotten up and walked out of a waiting room and had the lady ask me why we're leaving. I was like, my appointment was 15 minutes ago, and your doctor's time is not any more important than mine or my family's.
Wow.
She looked at me like I was the rude person.
See, I'm a good guy.
It's like, put an egg in your doctor's shoe and beat it.
Chad, such a good guy. I'm a good husband, or I try to be. I go out last evening. I got to get some items for my wife. I'll leave nameless.
Right.
I got hard
watch.
Money on me.
Ow.
I go get the items.
Yeah.
And then I said, I need a bag.
Right.
They said, no, 15 cents. I didn't have 15 cents.
Uh-uh.
So there's no bag. And I just want to ask us Americans and everybody, when
watch.
Did we come
Ow.
Up with the concept that they were going to charge the people
Man.
For a bag? I paid for the product. Why don't I get a bag, Lo? And I had an embarrassing product, which I had to carry out because
oh
I didn't have the 15 cents. But where does that money go? Where does the new 15 cents go, Chad?
There's like a big pile
Watch.
Of 15
Ow.
Cents everywhere.
But why? You buy the product, the bag should come with it.
I blame airlines for this little maneuver here. Once we had to start paying bag fees to load our suitcases on airplanes, all these other little grocery stores thought, you know what? Bag fee? Genius.
But why? I'm just, why, Lo?
Go. Talk to a school. This is your gripe. You
because
tell them about it,
any
Goo.
Way they can transfer the cost to
it's
the customer,
wrong,
they're going to do it, bro.
And this,
15
I, again,
cents.
I'm going to get off my soapbox.
No, do you, Goo.
I got off a BART,
uh-huh.
and honestly,
yeah,
not even three steps, there was a homeless person there sleeping. I mean, this guy
watch.
Was sleeping.
Ow.
And I didn't have the means to help him, but it just hit me
mm.
that we need to do better as a society in regard to the homeless problem all around the United States
mm.
because I watched, as I kept walking away, other people, and it was just like it was a trash can. It was like inundated with our everyday life. And I'm like, that's a human mm. being sitting down there. And again, I don't have a place for him to stay, but everybody was
watch.
Almost comfortable
Ow.
Just watching this guy sleep
Man.
And his hard times, and it
that's
was just
real.
More than him. And I thought to myself, we got to get it right. We got to get better. And I don't have any answers, but these are things that I saw as I walked in. Like, this is so wrong on every level. and it just hit me in the cardiac muscle, and I wish I had a magic wand to where I could get rid of homelessness. But, man, it's a lot of people, you know, doing bad or down on their luck, but we got to do better to kind of intervene, Anna, and have some type of option for so they could go and get a good night's sleep and stay warm, as opposed to us just acting like we don't see it. Mm.
That right there is Guru Stripes.
I'm sorry.
Daryl Guru Johnson.
Ooh, you was on, man.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're so nice, you have to apologize after you go off on your guru gripes. Yeah. But it's funny you mentioned that about getting off the BART and you've got the homeless person sleeping right there. Because I talked to my dad. He lives up in, you know, the Northwest. And I talked to him, and I'm like, you know, because I work here in the city. I'm like, what is my response? Because I can't help every single person, but what do I do? Because like you, I don't want to ever reach a point in my life where I walk by another human being and there's a switch that's like off inside of me that doesn't look at that as another human. Yeah. I struggle with that every day.
Chad, I wanted to do something, but I couldn't. And I just used this form. I mean, and he wasn't the only one, but he was in a deep sleep low. And I'm looking like, it's real life. Life can really be, you think it's bad, it could be a lot worse. You know, there's a lot of people with a lot of things going on, and shelter that we take for granted is a very big deal, and a lot of people don't have that, man.
But we get that all the time now at grocery stores. You're talking about the bag fees. God. Like, I get up there, and I put all my stuff on the little conveyor belt, and then they ring it through, and it, like, I've got like 20 items over here to my right. And the lady always asks me the same question, like, do you need a bag? Well, yeah, because I'm not going to be able to fit all of this stuff into my jean pockets along with a gallon of milk. So, yeah, I might need a bag.
I think they're asking in case you brought your own bags. Okay, I think that's the point. Sometimes you bring your own. Sometimes I bring mine now. I do bring mine, but the
Anna, do you bring your own bags?
I do sometimes, but I forget them half the time at my house.
So you buy one of those permanent shopping bags?
Yeah, I have a few of those.
Well, see, maybe I need to get with Anna. I didn't even know that existed.
I do that, and I do that because I don't want to buy a bag.
Yeah.
You buy the permanent bag?
The Target bag. The Target, the red bag.
Yeah, the Target. I mean, they have them all over Trader Joe's, Safeway.
I got those.
So
yeah.
Then why do I know?
Because your wife does it.
No, my wife doesn't.
I'm blown away.
My wife doesn't live here. I live here.
I have the coolest one, actually. It's one that stuffs into I'm on radio, so I can't show it, but it's like a couple inches big. Yeah. It shrinks down. It has a little holder.
I know what you're talking about.
Well,
instead of charging $1.10 for ketchup, how about charge $1.15? And then that 5 cents would include the bag fee, and then whatever I get at the store goes.
Just don't tell me it's a bag fee.
They do that with bottled waters right now.
Don't tell me it's a bag fee. It's my problem.
I'll bring you a bag, Chad, if you want it. I have several of them.
Where do you get these bags?
You know what?
Just at Target or whatever. Yeah. They just have the little. They're really nice, and I just have them. So if I carry them, I'm at Target.
So I gotta find the bag before I go to the store.
Or just bring one of your paper bags.
Yeah,
that's all you gotta do.
I'm done doubting you for the week after the whole sumo thing, Lowe. So I'm gonna say that you might have a permanent shopping bag.
Did someone call in today and tell you when the stories that I tell you leave me alone because they're true?
Yeah, the plant. That was your planted collar.
That was not.
You put them on the hold.
My bag is a little red bag. I have several of them.
He does this all the time,
girl.
And you
go to Target, like Anna's saying.
Call Joe and Chad right now and tell him this, and then I'll get over on him.
I'm laughing with you, not at you. I believe you got the bag.
And I'm just saying.
The CEO from Target's going to call him and be like, I need to really get one.
I have a whole bunch. I'll bring some.
Has a permanent bag.
Of course I want a bag.
And the worst is when I forget them.
I hate that question. Do you need a bag? Yeah. No, I don't. I'm going to carry all 20 packages out on my own. Yes, I need a bag.
And I guess real men, for the product I got, didn't need a bag, but I needed a bag. Yeah,
see,
I was embarrassed.
I keep me a bag.
We live in a world now where you have to ask for water at a restaurant. Yeah, can I get some water?
they won't serve it to you now.
Wow.
Because of the drought.
Times are changing. Yeah. The world's changing, man.
I want to go back to the 70s, man.
Come down there to Leemore with me. I got some good people down there.
I wish I was old enough. I was born in 75. I need about 5 or 6 years, then I could have been.
Could we hunt some deer
in
Leemore? We could do some hunting, pheasant hunting.
Absolutely.
I'd do that too, Lowe.
Pheasant, quail.
Oh.
We'll do everything down Leemore. Turkey, whatever you want, buddy.
I'll take you frog. We'll go gigging.
We'll go frog gigging in the night. Go out there in the summertime. You get in your little boat.
I don't like frogs.
If you want frog legs.
Toads. I don't get out.
No, not toads. Bullfrogs.
Yeah.
Wow, people are kind of upset about not bringing your own bags.
Thank you.
Really? Wow.
Text line.
I didn't know
Please,
you could do
that.
I guess I'll
clean the language.
I'm going to bring my own, get my red bag.
All right. I'll try to carry all 20 packages.
Thank you guys for listening.
All 20 items out on my own tonight. I'll try it. See how that works.
I'm going to bring you a bag because you'll keep it with you.
Most guys, how many guys do that, though? It's like, because
a lot of people do now.
You just got to carry around the bag. Where do you keep it all the time?
Exactly.
In your car? Yeah, in your car. I mean, you have a trunk.
That's a lot of work.
You call it the grocery getter, like Anna said.
Where does that money go, though, for the bag? The new money for the bag? I just want to know. Where does
yes,
it go?
My car is the grocery getter, so but that's provided the they give me a bag at the store.
Then you got to keep up, sleep up, put it under your pillow.
We're going to talk ball with one of my favorites, 10-year NFL vet Sean Salisbury. We'll get his thoughts. Are the Raiders the team to beat in the West? It's 928, Chad, Joe and Lowe, 95.7 the game.
Don't miss skateboarding legend Tony Hawk, coming up at 1140 with Joe Fortenbaugh. Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
It's 9:32. Very happy to go to the phones. Our next guest, one of my favorites, played his college ball at USC, spent 10 years in the NFL, and now you hear him on Yahoo Sports.
It's crazy.
Sean Salisbury joins Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
Let's get crazy.
Hey, Sean. Lo Neal wants to know if you'd like to get crazy, crazy, crazy.
Let's get crazy. Let's get crazy.
Well, if I had somebody that could hang with me, maybe I'd take
whatever. I used to put you to sleep in the club, baby. You know I would put you to sleep, Daddy.
Was it amateur hour for you after one shot of tequila? Good gracious, man.
Me,
well, you know, maybe I just got to do it. You know, you're KD.
Oh,
you couldn't do it on your own, so you had to come with three of us to win a championship.
I love it. The one and only Sean Salisbury with Chad Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. We'll start there since you brought him up, Kevin Durant. What are your thoughts on KD making the decision to go to the Warriors? And on a bigger level, Sean, do you think that move was good or bad for the league?
You know what? Let me answer the second one first. I think the commissioner's job, and I think Adam Silver's done a great job, is to, you know, you're trying to enhance the NBA. You know, we don't want you to admit that there's like three teams in the NBA that can win it, and by him going there, it's not good for the NBA. Well, it's free agency. It's been created. I didn't like his comment on that. I know that maybe he's the big boss and doing it, but. You know, I don't think you deter that. You just don't. You can't go out there and say, if you want to do it behind closed doors in an office, fine. I love it. Hell, why not go play with the best players? I'm always flabbergasted. We always bitch at people for leaving for money. And this dude is one of the best players on the planet, Kevin Durant, Hall of Famer, great player, gave 9 years to Oklahoma City, and decided that the best chance for him to win was, you know, with Clay and Steph and Draymond and the rest of them, and Steve Kerr. I don't blame him. We wanted it. Then we complain that he left for less money, but wants to go win. Isn't it? Don't we judge people by championships? Yes. So he wants to go win a title, and you know, hey, they're going to have to get in some chemistry. So I didn't like the way Adam Silver approached it. Is it good for the NBA? I like a villain. You know, no team went from the darling of the NBA to the villain faster. I kind of think it's cool. Last year, it's everybody's nice. You know, they fit in well. It's, you know, Steve's on the sideline and Luke comes in, and Steph, one of the nicest guys in the league, and they win 73 games. Well, we loved Golden State. And the second KD comes down, everybody hates him. And I think a villain's good, like the Patriots, like the Yankees of old. I do. And now they're the villain. Everybody says, oh, now he's got to go get his there, right? Okay, yeah, and every single one of them, if there would have been that high demand, one would have done the same thing. So for me, I love it. Great player. Why wouldn't you, if you're Golden State, go get him? You want to be with the best. You want to win championships. Hell, 9 years in the league, it isn't like he's going to play 30 years. So whether it's good for the league or not, I don't care. I like to see people have to chase after somebody. It's good for basketball. It's good for the Golden State Warriors. And when I say it's good for basketball, it may not be good for the teams that are getting their butt handed to them by them. But then it gives you something to chase. Go find the chase. So I don't have a problem with it, guys. I love it. I love the fact that Golden State, a classy franchise, went and got a great player who deserves a chance to put himself in position. Lost out to the team that he went to. I don't have a problem with that either. And I hate it when people say, he bitched out by leaving. He shouldn't have done it. Why would he go to the team that beat him? You know what? If you're a doctor and all of a sudden Mayo Clinic calls you and says, we'll give you $200,000 extra, or we'll make you the chief of staff and you're going to have the best hospital in the country, every single one of those doctors or a school teacher or a construction worker is leaving. Don't have a problem at all. I don't think it's his career, and we shouldn't judge it that way. He's able to do what he wants, and I love the fact that he took less money to do it.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury with Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. What was your reaction to the U.S. Second Court of Appeals holding up that suspension of Tom Brady?
Doesn't shock me. Guys, I'm so over it. You know, I'm the two best quarterbacks ever, Brady and the guy that played right there in the Bay Area in Joe Montana. But I'm over it. It's time. Sometimes you just got to take an L. You know what I mean? Every now and then you just got to sit back and say, I'm going to take this L. Training camp's rolling around. They get three home games and one away game for Garoppolo. But the same thing that we're saying that Tom should take the L and just move on and prepare for game five is the same thing that's made him great. That chip on his shoulder, push it to the limit, take it as far as you can as a player on the field. Push your players as far as you can. And now with the Supreme Court, whether they'll hear it or not, whether it gets pushed to the next level, whether he wins, I don't know. I'm to the point, guys, I think for the team, for Brady, for us to move on, a deflated football for 2 years. We've been talking about this damn year for 2 years. Enough. Move on. Go support Garoppolo. Keep yourself ready. Keep that chip on your shoulder. Do what New England does better than any team on the planet. Everybody, they get angry. It's them against the world. Just use this as fodder for your football team to say, okay, we'll come back out of this okay. If they go 2-2 with Garoppolo, they'll be fine. But, you know, I don't know if the Supreme Court guys, I don't even know if they'll hear it.
Yeah.
I really don't. But I think for the franchise, for Belichick and Kraft and Brady, I think it's time we decide to put the deflated ball on the shelf and move on. It's over. It's time. Take the L and let's get playing.
Sean Lowe Neal here. When you look at the Raiders and talking about what they've done in free agency, going out and getting KO, big offensive lineman, and you see what they went and got Bruce Irvin on defense and got a corner and drafted a young safety. How is this team? A lot of people are saying that it's going to be on Carr's shoulders. Do you think if Carr doesn't turn the ball over, how good can this defense be, and how far can they go if Carr limits turnovers?
Low, if he plays like I think he's a star. I do. I think he's tough. I think he's been hit in the mouth enough times early in his career. You know how I feel about the head coach. He has been one of my best friends since we were sophomores in high school. I think Jack brings a toughness to them. If go ahead Denver and Vaughn hold out and have Sanchez turn the ball over more than he throws touchdowns, and watch the Oakland Raiders win the division this year if Denver decides to blink a little bit. I grew up a diehard Raider fan. I mean, I know we're supposed to be unbiased in our business, but screw that. I'm a Raider fan, man, and I am. So I love the toughness on defense. They've added attitude, and you're right, Lois Carr. If they run the ball efficiently, they win on first down, and they're physical, which they will be because that's Jack's trait. And Carr, with the perimeter receivers they have and with the young – I mean, you're talking about between Mack and Cooper and Carr, we're looking at a big three that 3 years from now, 4 years from now, could be the best big three in the league when you talk about pass rusher, receiver, and quarterback. So, I mean, combined, I do. I love Carr. I think he's going to be a Pro Bowler for a long time. I think the Raiders are a playoff team. I think they're going to make another monster jump. And I think the rest of the world 3 years from now, if they continue to let these Raiders do this, you better not blink, or before you know it, we're going to start seeing the commitment to excellence that we were used to years ago, watching them in the 70s and in their championship runs take care of their business. Love Carr, love the Raiders, and I think that they're going to give Denver all they can handle and Kansas City in the West.
So do I, Sean. But do you believe that Carr has to go out and win games? Do you think his team's good enough and they've arrived defensively and offensively in offensive run game? Have they arrived that he doesn't necessarily have to go and throw for 4,000 yards? Do you think that team is good enough right now?
You know what, Lowe? They arrived. I'm not sure. If they think they've arrived, that won't be good. And I think Jack, you know, Del Rio and that staff and rest won't let them think that, even if they have. You know, I mean, they've got such budding young superstars, and they're so explosive. I think they're close. And arriving to me is when you arrive, you continue to put on the accelerator and step on somebody's throat. Does he have to win games? Well, you know this. You've been on, and you were in the league a long time. If you don't turn it over and you play some defense, you'll always – hey, the Denver Broncos couldn't throw up last year. Their quarterback couldn't throw from me to you. Yep, didn't turn it over for the most part, and they whoop your butt on defense, and so they end up winning the Super Bowl, and they're in every game. Well, I don't know if they're not quite there yet Denver-wise, but the quarterback will be better in Oakland than the quarterbacks were in Denver last year. So if he protects the football and has a 3-1, you know, goes 35 and 8 or 34 and 10 touchdowns, intercepts of that type of ratio, 2.5-1, yeah, they can. And I think they're good enough to to take care of it where he doesn't have to feel like he has to throw for 4,500 yards. I think he's capable of doing that. But as we all know, this is a quarterback league. College is a quarterback league. It just is. While defense may win championships, if your quarterback sucks, you're going to have a very little chance to get in. If your quarterback's me, you're not going to win very much. So they got Carr. They got it. He can win games. That's the difference, whether he feels like he has to. But there'll come a time when it's 13-7 and they're trailing, and he'll have to suck it up after a bad first half and go out there and kick butt and overcome three picks and win a game for you. But his mental toughness and emotional toughness, I love. I think he can. I think the Raiders are right on the cusp of being one of those teams that we snap our head and say, look out.
Former Trojan, 10 years in the NFL, and now with Yahoo Sports Talk Radio, it's Sean Salisbury with Chad Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Sean, we love talking with you, man. Thanks for coming on, and we'll catch up again soon.
No problem. Love to be on with you anytime you guys want. You know I love you guys. You guys keep kicking butt up there. I appreciate you.
You got it. There's Shawnee. Sean Salisbury.
It's a good dude now.
It's a great dude.
Oh, we've had some good times together, me and Sean.
I always give him a hard time. Last time I saw him when he was out here in the Bay Area, like the greatest game of his NFL career came against Elway and the Broncos at Mile High. And they came back, and he led them to a victory. And so he likes to remind me of that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Who was he with? Was he with Minnesota then?
Minnesota. So he was playing with the likes of
Anthony Carter.
93. So Carter.
Okay.
Chris Carter, right?
Okay.
So you had Carter. Who is it? Who is the guy that only catches touchdowns? Chris Carter, right?
Yeah, Chris Carter. Yeah, Chris
Steve Carter. Jordan, the tight end. So they had some legends there.
Running back was get out of Stanford. Who was a running back for Minnesota when he was playing there? Chris Carter was a receiver. Was it a guy? The guy works for ESPN. Was he the running back?
I'm trying to think for Minnesota back in '93. This
Robert
is a long time.
Smith. Was it Robert Smith?
No, that's 90,
Robert Swift was,
Smith. Smith came after that.
No, he came. Robert Smith and me came in. He's '94, right?
I don't think Smith. No, Smith came in after that. Smith was leading the Vikings in rushing in that year. They went 15-1 in '98. Scotty Graham? I got to look it up now.
Yeah, Scotty Graham.
That's a long time ago. Yeah. 93 is a long time ago. I just know that Sean got the job done. Steve Jordan and company. So props to him. Always love talking to Sean Salisbury. You can follow him on Twitter, at Sean Unfiltered. Check him out and give him a hard time. We got to get the latest on today's 95.7 The Game Take Your Pick poll question. Russell Westbrook, he's probably not going to go back to Oklahoma City after next season. They may have to deal him beforehand. So what would be the best landing spot for him? The Clippers, the Celtics, the Spurs. What about staying in Oklahoma City with the Thunder? We'll find out where you guys weighed in next. 944, Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
Don't miss skateboarding legend Tony Hawk, coming up at 1140 with Joe Fortenbaugh. Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
It's 949.
And it's so cold.
No, you're cold. You had to bring up the whole, what is it, the Choctaw thing again?
I didn't even talk about Choctaw. I told Guru I was getting seasick because he got all these waves. And I said, you got some Indian and he got some good hair. Because I can tell his hair is not coarse.
Man.
I knew, and you got Native American, right?
Yeah.
I told you, and you always say, like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I know the boy got some Indian in him. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, congratulations.
What did you say when you look at Guru? I think Indian, right?
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's like Lowe. When I look at Lowe, I do not think Choctaw. I think 16 years NFL fullback coming
Black
right
man.
At you. African American.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean,
no question.
No, he's Negro. I mean, you can tell this guy's got good wavy hair and stuff. I knew that he told me it's not processed. No, I already know this dude's got Native American.
My cousin's half Black, half Greek.
See?
So.
And I just love Anna.
What can I say?
Don't you remember I told you love me, baby?
My
you
uncle
said you'll be coming back this way again. Baby, 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 oh, baby.
He's doing that for my wife because she texted me the locust thing. She did text me.
I really do.
Yay. Wow.
You asked him to go low on love?
Oh, yeah.
What did your wife say?
Did Low can sing. This was like 2 hours ago, and
so
he did that for her.
Is she expecting you to also sing?
No, I don't.
Yes.
I'm tone dead, so I don't nothing here.
So, Chad sing?
No, I heard that.
I don't sing.
Yes, you do. Chad, you sing solo.
No, that was karaoke. I was taken advantage of in that moment in time.
I wish
and
we had
it
that.
Cost it.
No, you honestly, we got to get some more of that Hall and Oaks. It was good stuff.
Well, see, you're breaking all the ladies' hearts with your singing voice, though. You got to be careful. You got a lot of people in the city.
You know who I miss? I miss Jody.
Where is he?
I miss Joe Ford. I mean, I haven't seen him in a couple days. He's in and out. I mean, he's taking over.
What a transition.
Hey, buddy!
What a radio transition.
Buddy!
You'd be amazed at the growth by Lo Neal over the last couple of days.
Lots of transitions. Yes. I heard some nice singing.
Oh, I heard you with JT the Brick.
Joe, you are missing out.
I was fired up.
Did he not get you ready for Raiders season?
I told him I wanted to get week one Sunday. This
Sunday.
There's
a lot of energy in that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if he and I can ever conduct a one-on-one ever again. There was a lot of fire, so to speak. A lot of fire.
Now,
but
Joe,
he's excited.
I got to be honest. When I was probably about 11, 12, and 13, I spent 3 years of my life trying to convince mom and dad to pony up so I could have the Tony Hawk board. No can do, no dice. They didn't want to spend the big bucks.
It was dangerous back then.
Yes.
It was dangerous back then. The first ever copy of Sports Illustrated for Kids I got, I must have been 6 or 7, Tony Hawk was on the cover. And I grew up on the East Coast where skateboarding was like nothing. Like, no one was skateboarding. You can't skateboard in 3 feet of snow in January, right? But you see this blonde-haired kid who's like 17, who's just shredding, and you can't help but be captivated. Like, what is it about this dude? What is he actually doing right now? How does he pull this off? And why is he a professional at 14 years old?
Yeah.
He's coming on at 11:40 today.
Is That's he so the awesome. Inventor of the X Games? Is he the origin of the X Games?
I think he is the X Games. He is skateboarding. People would say Tony Hawk is the Michael Jordan of skating. I think Michael Jordan's the Tony Hawk of basketball. Mm. I think that's a better way to look at it. I think you'd have more of an argument to find another basketball player that's better than Jordan than you would another skateboarder who's better than Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk was so big back in the day. I still remember that. I wanted a Hawk board with Tracker trucks and I believe Slammer wheels. That would have made my day. But one of the greatest moments in sports I've ever seen was the Tony Hawk X Games where everyone waited until he was able to finally complete, what was that, the 8?
The 900.
The 900.
In the city here, 17 years ago. Last month, 17 years ago to the day, he pulled off what he's calling his last 900.
That's awesome.
At 48 years old.
It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I had trouble walking in this morning. This guy's 48. 48? He's pulling off 900s, and he retired it. He says,
900.
That's it.
900.
He's done. I want to find out if the skaters fought each other over their ratings in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. We're doing a big thing today. Greatest sports video games of all time. Woo. I'm going to drop the mic on that, but I'm going to leave it to you guys on your opinions for that. What are the greatest sports video games of all time? Loneal probably likes Madden because Loneal's on the all-franchise team.
Tecmo Bowl for me.
Tecmo Bowl's got to be there. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out's probably got to be up there. There's so many great options. Which decade? Which era?
There is no era. It's not like BC and AD. Okay. We're not
then
separating
Pitfall
it.
From Atari. Remember Pitfall?
It's sports video games.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Sports Pitfall.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah, you
random
know what?
Alligator Zone?
Pac-Man, Super Smash Brothers. That's what we'll lead with. But, yeah, go ahead and throw your picks out there. It's going to be hot. It's going to be early. It's going to be often.
Fortenbaugh in for Haberman and Middlecoff, 10 to noon. Now, Pitfall was one of the greatest games ever. I still remember the Christmas when we got that for the first time on the Intellivision. You can make an argument, Guru, that leaping onto the alligator and not dipping into his mouth is a sport.
And he was the real Harrison Ford Indiana Jones.
That's true.
That video game.
Harrison Ford's
movie.
Got nothing on Pitfall Guy.
Oh,
Pitfall Guy would kick his ass. It's like, man, I just jumped and leaped over three alligators.
And got the goal.
Yeah.
Oh, the goal. You guys are going back old school. My God.
Those were the days back then.
Wasn't they, though, bro?
When my buddy David, we lived in a cul-de-sac. So yeah. We had Dayton. My two best friends just happened to live right next door to me, yeah. Dayton and David. When David got the Atari, we all just converged in on their crib.
Absolutely.
It's like my eyes were seeing things. It's like, this is the greatest thing in the world.
How many joysticks did you break because you was trying to push it so hard and couldn't click over?
Three to my name.
Me too.
But what does it feel like to have your own self on a video game? You've seen yourself or play with yourself on Madden, right? What is that like?
You know what? It's absolutely amazing. Actually, they still pay me. This
what?
Year, they pay me. I'm on the new Madden, and I'm the legend. So if you're doing really well on
And I'm a legend.
You can get to me, but you got to be good on that to get the legend. So I'm one of the legends on
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I still...
The check just comes in the mail?
Yes.
Like, what's this?
Oh, residuals.
Yes. So I play
it's all about the residuals, right?
So I play with me.
All right, well, are you done playing with you so we can move on here?
What are you talking about?
Low-Neil legend, ladies and gentlemen, with the residuals.
I'm blessed every now and then. This I get to hang out with Anna, man. This is a great day.
Shut up with your great day and, I just want people to love me and Anna and blah, 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 blah.
You're just jealous.
Thank you, Anna. Yes.
Little jelly.
I'm not lying. I am jealous. I'm not 16 years strong.
Did I serenade you well on the text line?
Nice.
I got some get it, low. People were impressed
very
with that voice.
Tony Hawk is up next with Joe Fortenbaugh throwing it for Haberman and Middlecoff. It's 9:55, Chad, Joe, and Low, 95.7 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.